FM 90.3 WJTL for King and Country, middle of your heart. JJ Heller, Braver, still good morning to you at 722.
Weather-wise, today mostly sunny, very hot and sticky for this last day of summer. High 84, clear and 62 tonight. We usher in fall tomorrow with mostly sunny conditions, 81 for the high. It is actually supposed to be less humid tomorrow. And then sunny and 83 Saturday, sunny and 86 for the high on Sunday. Right now we're stuck at 65.
Today we're talking about the 9th annual National Day of Prayer for Mental Illness Recovery and Understanding. And with us today, Kathy and Jennifer here. Good morning again, ladies.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Kathy Myers is the Director of Hand Evangelism Ministry International, and she is with Minds Renewed. And Kathy, tell us a little bit about the event that's coming up.
Yes. First of all, I am the director of Minds Renewed, which is a part of Hand Evangelism Ministry International. The whole organization was founded in 1973, and Minds Renewed is the special part that specifically walks alongside those that are addressing mental health issues. And we started this event 9 years ago because we really saw the need of people needing support and encouragement that were having difficulty with mental health issues. And so we started really small, and we've been asking other organizations to join us. And this year we have four sponsors: Faith Friendship Ministries, Johnny and Friends, and No Longer Alone Ministries are all partnering with us, which is wonderful to have their cooperation in this event. The event is going to be Thursday, October 12th at Calvary Church in Lancaster from 7 to 9 p.m. And every year we take an evaluation of the event. And on those evaluations, people have told us how helpful the event has been to them. People have said, your event out of everyone else has helped us in so many facets, not only to learn about mental health issues, but also the way you bring in spirituality and the physical aspects of people, that you really see we're the whole person. And so we really work to get our speakers to address those issues. And then one person last year wrote, I'm a suicide survivor, and I can't tell you how much this event has meant to me. And so we're so thankful that on the event evaluations also, they asked for our theme this year, which is stress and anxiety, finding peace.
That's something everyone is looking for, I think.
How none of us don't have stress in our lives. We all do. And so we're very thankful to have back with us Dr. Carla Campanella. She's a psychiatrist with WellSpan Philhaven, and she has been a speaker with us. This will be her third time, and she is so well received and such a wonderful speaker that we asked her back again. And then because of this topic, that it's so vital to have not only the medical piece that she does as far as medicine, but also the psychological piece, that she asked her friend, Dr. Jennifer Haley, who is a psychologist, to come with her this year.
And we're going to talk with Jennifer in a moment. The National Day of Prayer, Mental Illness Recovering Understanding, coming up Thursday, October 12th. It's at Calvary Church. It's free, right?
Yes.
But you are encouraging people to register ahead of time so that you can plan for them.
Yes.
So what's the best way for them to do that?
Go to hvmi.org or call our number, 717 859-4777.
And as mentioned, Dr. Jennifer Haley is with us. She is a licensed psychologist. She works for Wellspan Philhaven. Good morning again to you, Jennifer.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, great to have you. You're going to get the opportunity to speak as well. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to touch on.
Sure. I'm going to be talking about some of the cognitive and behavioral strategies that we know can be very useful for helping people decrease some of the anxiety and stress in their lives.
Seems like there's a lot of anxiety and stress. It seems like our culture kind of fuels it. What are some of the things you're going to touch on?
Well, I'm going to talk about using different techniques such as mindfulness, deep breathing, some cognitive reframing techniques, positive mental imagery, even things like keeping a gratitude diary, keeping our minds focused on things that we're thankful for that can help reduce anxiety. Yes, exactly.
Wow. Coming up, National Day of Prayer for Mental Illness Recovery and Understanding, Thursday, October 12th, 7 to 9. It's happening at Calvary Church in Lancaster, and you are encouraged to sign up ahead of time. Visit hvmi.org. We'll talk more with Jennifer and Kathy coming up in just a bit. Right now, we are messengers back to the music. This is Point to You.